It's New Year's Eve, 2099. You're listening to the BB Red Hot Dutch Sea. This week we're looking back at 2001, the year that saw this dramatic announcement.
These past few weeks have not been easy. In view of my recent performance, I have reluctantly concluded that the only honourable course of action is for me to resign.
John Major, the day he gave up his job as the platform announcer at Reading Station. As the 21st century began, the Pope made a moving speech to a worldwide audience. He expressed his hope that the power of technology would be harnessed to solve all mankind's problems. The rest of his speech was cut off after a fuse went in the extension lead. 2001 finally saw a United Nations mission achieving all of its aims as Operation Go Home in Humiliated Disarray came to an end. And there was good news elsewhere when the world saw the overthrow of a long-standing and oppressive regime.
Dawn outside the Midland Bank in Wallingford, and Mr. Arthur Theobald's 20-year reign of terror as bank manager is almost at an end. After years of financial oppression, forces of the rebel Customer Liberation Front stormed the bank, meeting only token resistance from the inquiries counter, who put up a closed sign. Moments ago, the rebel leader addressed cheering account holders.
People of Wallingford, we have seized control of all key areas, including the Autobank lobby, the small business advisor's desk, and the large cardboard griffin with the leaflets in it.
Only now are the full extent of the horrors of Mr. Theobald's regime coming to light. For day after day, this woman was mercilessly subjected to a £7 overdraft charge. But it was students who bore the brunt of the tyranny.
Like, they stripped me of my checkbook and tried to frighten me by cutting my cash point card in half. But I did get a free £5 CD voucher.
But now the dishevelled figure of Mr. Theobald himself is being brought before the crowd. Unable to face up to reality, he still refuses to recognise the new regime, as he claims they haven't got an appointment.
The downfall of bank manager Mr. Arthur Theobald, who was later served with a death warrant and charged a £12.50 document handling fee. That January, central London saw the opening of a spectacular multi-complex virtual reality hyperdome, although when you took the headset off, it was, in fact, a tacky amusement arcade with a couple of fruit machines and some dodgy-looking 13-year-old boys. But the biggest interactive game that year was this.
Bored with virtual reality? Then why not try actual reality? Yes, if you live in a permanent fantasy world, try the incredible actual reality headset and see yourself as you really are.
Hi, I'm a young and happening advertising executive.
But just slip the headset on.
Oh, God, I'm just a balding git with a ponytail.
As used by celebrities.
If you're one of those people that likes cacophonous cock-ups, you're probably a big fan of Yours Truly. Oh, now I'm the pitifully weak bit that everyone fast-forwards through.
The amazing actual reality headset. Everyone's having a go.
Oh, no, I'm a nobody. I'm just a stupid little man that everyone thinks is ridiculous.
Yes, John, but shouldn't you put the headset on first, dear?
In February, the world watched aghast as once again whole populations were uprooted, herded across borders, and forced to take refuge elsewhere. Yes, it was election time at Westminster Council. But allegations that an old people's home in Westminster was only admitting Conservative voters were dismissed when it turned out to be the House of Lords. Meanwhile, as the government pressed ahead with the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?